the linkage we had from, say, from Stranorla or Baba Fey, the Greenway through to Donegal Town, and then it had brought from Carrigans to Bundoran, which was including the Barnesmore Gap Greenway. But there was nothing there on the other side, but under a future potential strategic active travel opportunity, the Killybegs to Glencolum Kill one is in there, which is very, very welcome, obviously. But that link was just missing from Donegal through to Killybegs. So we had been working on that before and looking at the area of maybe going by as much as we could of the old railway track, which is really, really beautiful along there. It won't be possible, of course, in all areas, but that would have been what our hope would have been. And again, it would be just to have a safer travel for people, and particularly through the areas of Brocklis, Dunkineely. When the new road works is to be done in the future from Inver to Killybegs, there will be opportunities there for wider road network and possibly a cycle route or an active travel route and footpath. So it's very important to get this into the development plan now, and it would have been very remiss of us not to have included that in this plan.
Was there a reason given as to why it was omitted whenever it had been suggested previously?
I wouldn't think so. I think it just probably just was missing from the document, and unless you have your eyes well peeled on these things, you know, you will miss them at times. But it certainly was in the previous plan, or in the existing plan, should say. And again, there is talk, obviously, of greenways and all of that throughout the county. But obviously, greenways cost an awful lot of money and need an awful lot of space, etc. And maybe it's not a greenway that we would need. Maybe it's just a cycle route or a walking path, whatever it is. And it's just to be more focused on it and to get it included and have it in there somewhere, that it's important that it's done. I know the Ballyshannon to Baleek one has been submitted as well. That actually was missing from the draft plan as well, but that has got in, that has been in from yesterday. But the Killybegs, the Donegal to Killybegs one wasn't, so that had to be included as well. So, I mean, there is a Donegal cycle network, you know, which is right, you know, recognised by the NTA. That route would be taken very often by the cyclists and that. So it's not like it would be something new. I mean, that whole route from Donegal straight into Glencolum Kill is in existence, albeit it's on the main road and it is quite dangerous. So therefore, that is why we need to ensure that that people will have a safer passage for both pedestrians, cyclists, and road users going into the future.